This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hey there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Whether you're a homeowner or you're renting a house or an apartment, you've probably run into something, whether it's big or small, breaking inside of your home, and you feel that little pit in your stomach because you're like, oh, probably going to have to invest a little bit of money into this now.
That's funny because I'm like, oh, good, I get to fix something. I see it differently.
That's marvelous to me because I, as a Gen Zer, I am renting a house. So Most of the problems I run into, I personally don't have to worry about. But you do have to worry about them and handle them yourself.
Yeah, I fix as many things as I can. Like, I had a plumber tell me to change the dripping faucet, like just the cartridge in it. Did you know there's a cartridge in the handle?
No idea.
There you go. And so I was like, yeah, that's $75 aside. So $150, and I went down and got a $2 washer and fixed it myself.
Oh, man.
So the difference between $150 and $2 is a big saving.
Very significant. But I did find this list that experts, it's a list of what experts say you should do when certain things break inside of your home. And as you have been a homeowner longer than I have been alive,
yes,
I'd be curious to see how you would respond to these issues.
Quiz me.
So the first one was plumbing issues.
Okay.
What would you do if there was something like a faucet overflowing in your home or something
like
that?
Well, I'm going to fix that. Go to YouTube is the first thing you do.
Oh, yes.
Because that's where I learned about the $2 washer. YouTube is ingenious. Now, I had a water heater explode.
Okay, that was one of the things on this list.
That was, you called a plumber because there was water everywhere and I had no idea how to fix that.
Yeah, water heater seems like the more not fixing YouTube.
There are certain jobs, like a leaky faucet, you take on yourself. A water heater, you call a professional.
Okay, what are you doing if your fridge is not cool anymore and that's breaking down?
Oh, because it's usually your compressor. Sometimes they freeze and lock up, and so I've actually unplugged it to try to get it to refreeze. A lot of times I'll shake it.
Shake it.
Yeah, I'll shake it a lot. And if that doesn't work, then I'll call somebody. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sure.
They did say that. And then also check and clean your condenser coils.
Yes.
As well.
Yep.
I have no idea what that is.
You got to get behind it to do that. And that's a pain. And most people don't ever want to pull their fridge out from anything.
Sure. Okay. What about smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? If those are just broken and not working.
Oh, buy new ones. Like that's just, they're not worth fixing. They're cheap, and so you just go. And how do you know they're not working? I guess if you don't wake up that morning, wasn't working.
You don't want to realize that they're not working when you see a bright flame in your kitchen, per se. They do say that they actually do expire, and you should switch them out every 8 to 10 years if they are working, and then just change the batteries.
Oh, the batteries are the worst. Changing the batteries, like every year we have to do this. I have nine smoke detectors, and I used to to try to find the one that was beeping, and I finally just gave up. And the second I hear a beep, I go and I get nine batteries. I change them all. I got to get ladders out to get to them, but it's worth it. But once a year, you have to change your batteries for sure. So there you go. Some homeowner tips for you today. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. Going to give you a chance to win a prize right now with best worst joke, but you have a job to do inside of this. Two, actually. Gavin and I are going to tell a joke. If we cannot steal each other's punchline, both jokes will be up for your consideration. You have to tell us, first of all, which is the best worst joke. And again, we know they're groaners. That's the idea. Then you have to tell us a joke. And if we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. That's how it works. So got to judge one and then tell one. Okay, so Gavin, I'll start with me today.
Okay.
I think this joke will actually work for you because it's Star Wars related. And I know you love the Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay, so this is from Eric. He sent me this. And Gavin, did you know that Yoda has a last name?
Duh. Oh, man. It's going to be something clever with how he talks. Like, last name I have.
Good guess. No, it's Lehihu. Yodelay-hee.
Yodelay-hee-hoo.
There you go. The delivery's everything on that
one.
That
was really good. Thank that you. One's excellent.
I know you'll be doing that at your next Star Wars gathering.
Oh, absolutely.
Yodelay-hee-hoo. You gotta do the step there, too.
Okay.
So, all right, so that's mine, Gavin.
I actually panicked for a minute because my joke is also Star Wars related.
Oh, no way. Okay, go.
And I thought you were going to tell my joke.
We'll see.
So this was sent to me by Robert. Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak?
Oh, rare... Frozen? Ah, boy.
Because it was chewy.
Chewy,
For Chewbacca. Love this one. Thank you for sending that, Robert. That one was hilarious.
I actually do like that one. All right, so you get to decide now. Remember, you got to tell us which is the best worst joke. Funny that we both were Star Wars related. And then also tell us a joke of your own. If we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a WayFM prize pack. So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play Best Worst Joke with us now. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us for Best Worst Joke. Now remember, you have two jobs. First, you have to tell us which is the best worst joke between Gavin and mine. We're going to give them to you again. Then you have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. So I'll go first because we'll do it in the same order. Did you know that Yoda has a last name? It's Lay-hee-hoo. Lay-hee-hoo, like a yodel. Okay, anyway, Gavin?
Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak? Because it was chewy.
It made me laugh twice, actually.
I love this one.
I have a feeling. I think I know what Kathy's going to do. Kathy, who are you going with?
I'm going with Gavin.
Woo! Yes, it's the better joke. It really is. They're both good Star Wars jokes, but that was the better one. Right choice was made here. Okay, now, Kathy, your job is to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you're going to win a prize.
Okay. Why didn't the egg cross the road?
Why didn't the egg cross the road?
That's a twist.
It was cracking itself up.
No.
Why?
Because it was a little chicken.
I cannot believe, I thought I had heard every version of a something crossing the road joke. That is really funny. Kathy, you nailed it today. Good job. You're picking up a WayFM prize pack, and thanks for the laugh.
Thanks.
Where'd you hear that?
The internet.
And you believed it?
Yeah. They can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and I know the internet exists and there's lots of information at your fingertips, but I don't always trust it. I'm not a very trusting person by nature, so I like to Google things. I like to talk to actual people that have actual experience with different things. When I have questions and musings and ponderings, I go to you, okay? So this is what we're going to do. I have a scenario that I was wondering about the other day. Like, I was getting ready to get in the shower, and there was a thunderstorm raging around my house, and I remembered back to when I was a kid. And this is a lot of years ago, but they're like, oh, don't ever take a shower in the thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
I feel like I remember being told that because obviously, you know, electricity and water, if there's a lightning, and I get it, don't swim during a thunderstorm.
Absolutely. You're outside.
Yeah. But I would think that, like, everything's covered in terms of, like, the sewer water and all this stuff. I wouldn't think that it would make sense, but I've heard it a million times.
Okay, so this is what I'm curious about. Is that still a thing? Okay, like, maybe you're a plumber and you're like, oh, yeah, I had somebody just last week got struck by lightning in the shower. And I don't know why plumbers sound like that.
No, that's what plumbers sound like.
That's an unfair characterization. But, like, my plumber makes more than I do. You know? And so what am I saying? So the thing about this is I'm just curious. Like, is that really a thing, or is it an old wives' tale or an urban legend? So if you have experience in the plumbing arts, I would love to know if we still need to worry about this. Or maybe you're like a science person, okay, and like you know all about electricity and you went to school for that and you know that it can be conducted through the pipes or something, even though they're plastic now. They used to be metal. But these are all the things we don't know. These are holes in our collective knowledge on the show, and this is why we need you to Google this. So can you shower in a storm anymore? Is it safe? Is it not safe? Is it safe? I don't know. 855-NY 33-WAY-FM. 855-33-WAY-FM. And thanks for your Google it help right now. So can you tell me what your qualifications are for answering this question?
I have none whatsoever.
Perfect.
Except our next door neighbor's house was struck with lightning, which burst the water pipe in the wall in their bathroom.
Really?
Yes.
That is amazing to me. Now, I get when, pipes used to be metal, I could see it being conducted, and so that would be a problem. But, wow, it burst the pipes in the shower. That would scare you.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate the, firsthand anecdotal experience here. I'd like to find some science behind this, but I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Joey, you're up, man. Thank you. First of all, what are your qualifications for helping answer this Ugalit question about showering in a thunderstorm?
I'm an electrician apprentice.
Okay, good. Okay, now how close are you to becoming an actual electrician?
I am a year away, and I still have a little bit of schooling to finish up.
Okay, but you actually are schooled, so that's good. That's what I'm looking for, professional here. So is it possible to be shocked in your shower during a thunderstorm?
It is not possible.
It is not, because that's what I was told as a kid, like, don't ever shower in the storm. My parents used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah, the reason is all the metal pipes in today's construction bonded to the earth.
Okay, what does that mean for someone who didn't go to electrical school?
It means that there's a path from the metal pipes to the earth, and the electricity is going to take the path of least resistance.
So you're saying if lightning were to strike, it's going to then go through the house and into the ground, but not through the pipes into the water, causing a electrical shock to somebody.
Yep, and for it to even get to the pipes, it'd be kind of a long shot, especially a lot of them nowadays are PVC or plastic.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I really appreciate that. I feel safer, Joey. Like, you've done some good work here today. I'll think of you next time I'm in the shower in a thunderstorm.
Nope.
Sounded
nope.
Weird. I get it. I'm going to take that back, Joey, but thank you.
Thank you.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So there was an 11-year-old girl who truly got to experience a little Disney magic recently, thanks to a princess who knew how to communicate with her in American Sign Language.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, her mom shot a video, and I watched it. I'm like, I got a little choked up. I'm not going to lie. And there are so many cool layers to this story. So Zoe is 16, and she was adopted from the Congo, and her mom said that some of the princesses know basic American Sign Language, like, nice to meet you, what is your name? But this Princess Anna, like, had a full-blown conversation with Zoe in ALS, and then, like, even sang, like, with her.
Oh, that's a really cool. You don't even, like, think about that as being something you could use American Sign Language for, but I love that.
Yeah, so, I mean, really connected to this girl. I mean, I gotta tell you, I watched the video, and my little frozen heart was thawed, and it was just so cool to see somebody doing something for someone that meant so much, and watching people sign, I love, because they're so emotive in their face because, there's a limited communication ability. And so they use every part of their hands and their face and their body to communicate their message. And it was just really cool. It brought tears to her mom and dad's eyes because they said it was the first time they'd had a park character that ever spoke with her in depth. And what was really cool was Zoe is progressing in her sign language. When she was adopted 7 years ago, she didn't know how to sign.
Oh, wow.
And so she's had to work at that and learn it. And so it's just a real full circle moment for this mom and dad of this daughter.
Yeah, and for a kid to see, like, oh, somebody who's older than me, this is where I could get to some days. I could be Anna signing for other kids at park and creating moments.
Yeah, I'm sure it definitely inspired her. Her mom posted the video. They got over 2 million views on TikTok, so finally more than a dance video.
Nice.
That's great. And Zoe said, I'm happy to see that people love my video and there's no bullying. It was really nice for me. That's, I think, the saddest best part of that commentary in this is that you post something really like sweet and you have to worry that you're going to get internet trolls that say nonsense about it. And the fact that she's like, phew, no bullying, dodged a bullet. It was just love. Like, that's how we should live every day. But still a great, great story that is a total feel good for the day. Uplifting, Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I have this friend who, a real close friend of mine, runs a ministry for the homeless called Shower Up. And they have these mobile shower trucks, and they're expanding all over the country. And they do such good work at giving people a little bit of dignity while they're in this homeless transition state.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of us wouldn't have, like, can't even fathom not being able to shower right on any given day.
Simplest thing, but it's really cool. I mean, they serve all week long, and they're out different places. But they've always had their girls as part of it. From the time they were itty-bitties, like 8 years old, they've always been there serving with them. They've done it for years, and I just have the utmost respect for their family. And so it was interesting that their oldest daughter, Jade, is finishing high school and is going to college, not really sure what she wants to do. And they were doing one of their shower up nights. They were serving, and there was a homeless guy that had a medical issue in one of the units there. And she, Jade, went to help, but she, like, didn't know what to do, you know, because she'd never had, like, a first aid course or someone's unresponsive. Sure. What do you do? I wouldn't even know, you know? And I'm an amateur first responder.
I was gonna say.
I would wing it, obviously. But, no, so she didn't know what to do, so she went and got help. Okay, so if you don't know what to do, go get help. Right thing to do. But what's really interesting about this is it put her on a new path. She didn't like that feeling of not knowing how to help somebody, and it was that moment with, like, that light bulb or that moment of clarity where she's trying to figure out what her life is. She decided she wants to be a nurse.
Oh, that's so cool.
And you're like, oh my goodness. And so again, it's that whole family that they've instilled in their girls, serving others, and now gonna watch it play out in her life this way, where she felt helpless in a moment and then decided to do something about it, and that's going to change people's lives the rest of her life.
And I'm sure that your friend's probably extremely proud of his daughter for choosing a route, because his whole, like, you know, job, his whole life has been about helping people.
Exactly.
And for him to see her take that next step and find her way of helping people through nursing, I'm sure he's so proud.
Oh, yeah, until he realizes what it's going to cost him.
There you go. That's a lot.
Hey, you sure you don't want to, like, go to plumbing school? You know, I don't know, something. No, so here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious, what was your, like, Jade, that's her name, Jade. What was your Jade moment? What was that moment in your life that maybe changed your trajectory completely? You're headed down this path or didn't know what path you were on, and then something happened and it gave you purpose. It gave you that moment that you are like, this is what I'm supposed to do. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your stories now. So what is that moment for you that was kind of a defining, maybe pivotal moment that shifted your trajectory, Rhonda?
Well, I need to tell you that I'm in my 50s. 3 years ago today, I had a car accident and got ejected from my car onto I-95.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine how bad that hurt.
Well, let me be very clear to say that it must have been God who laid the bubble wrap across the highway, because I walked away with minimal injury.
What? I can't, like, I fell out of a chair the other day and thought I was gonna die. Like, that's amazing.
Right, and I'm thankful, but I kept questioning what my purpose was. So after 35 years of being in accounting,
you became a crash test dummy.
Nope, but I did become a certified teacher.
Really? Okay, so what was the connection that made you want to become a teacher then?
I kept hearing the Lord tell me to teach.
It's crazy to think that that accident was the catalyst for you having a complete different shift in your career.
It was a complete different shift in my entire life, but being able to give back in such a way as a teacher shows me that God kept me here for a reason.
Well, I love it, and I'm sure the kids are going to benefit from your experience based on your passion for finding what you're supposed to do, and that's going to be great for them.
Yes. Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to go in and teach my fifth graders.
There you go. I love it. Have a good one.
You too.
What was a moment for you that was kind of defining and changed your trajectory?
I was in kind of a low place. My parents were getting a divorce. I was in school, and they were letting me live in a house that they owned and said I could live there throughout school. And I come back from a church retreat, and there's a for sale sign in the house. So I'm really devastated, you know, and I'm shopping one day, and I see a girl that I was friends with, more acquaintances, and I'm like, should I say hi? I'm kind of busy, and I felt like the Holy Spirit said, no, you need to go talk to her. So I walk across the store, I talk to her, and it changed my life forever because I ended up working where she worked. That was almost 23 years ago now. I still work there. It's been an amazing career. I ended up meeting my husband there. We've been together for 23 years.
Oh, wow.
And we have a beautiful son. Yes, it changed my life forever, and I'm so blessed.
It's crazy how one moment, and like you kind of feeling that nudge, and you don't even know why. God's like, go talk to her. And you're like, but why? I'm not, we don't have much to talk about. And then you go, and your whole life changes because of that. That's really cool.
I listen to that nudge forever, and it's blessed me so many times since as well.
That's true, man. Yeah, you never know where God's going to take that when we're obedient and we follow through with something. Sometimes it's good for other people, and sometimes it's good for us.
Amen.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting! Way FM, this here's the Wally Show. There's enough bad news, kind of bummer news out in the world today. That's why we do good news. Giddy up, a couple rapid fire good news story. Make you feel better about the day. Gavin, we're going to start with you. Good news, giddy up, go.
There is a retired doctor in New Jersey. His name is Eric. He lost 35 pounds so that he could get back to his old job as a lifeguard this summer. I like that. Doctor and a lifeguard.
That
the last time he worked as a lifeguard was 50 years ago in 1972 when he was just 17 years old. Said this has always been one of the best jobs he's ever had.
He's like going for like a reboot of old age Baywatch or something. But that's good, man. You can respect that weight loss journey.
Oh yeah, I've lost a similar amount of weight. Not to be a lifeguard. Maybe I should be a lifeguard.
Maybe you should. Yeah, a couple more pounds and then you could do it.
Yeah,
I think so. I think you could do this. Let me see. Oh, here's a weird one. There's a dude in Pennsylvania who has an emotional support animal, and it's not a normal one. It's an emotional support alligator.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. He's running for a contest called America's Favorite Pet. I do like the name of the alligator. It's called Walligator.
No.
Because there was a cartoon character named Walligator.
Okay.
And so he named him that. And they say you can, he's tame and you can pick him up and hug him.
That still seems like any moment nature and instinct could come back into Walligator.
Absolutely.
And you're missing a hand.
Yeah, you can't trust anything like that, man.
Oh.
Like, it's like when people like get bear cubs and lions, they're like, oh, they're so cute. And I mean, look, Siegfried and Roy, you know?
Yep.
You just never know with that kind of stuff. But the good news is nothing bad has happened.
Good news.
So, yeah, that's right. It's good news. We're giving all these warnings. This is good news. Come on, it's fine. Get yourself a pet alligator. Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
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 And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but
just
I trust
them.
That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Let me sign my life away. Oh,
yeah.
Whoops, so, I just gave away my child.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They are faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
We have officially entered every coffee lover's favorite time of the year. Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, absolutely not. I had an order of coffee the other day, and I know this is going to make me sound like a prima donna, but Gavin went and picked it up, and it was my favorite coffee from Dunkin', and they do a cold foam on the top, sweet cold foam. Oh, so good. Heaven it is. And they decided, since they were out of that, we'll just do a pumpkin spice cold foam.
Which is
horrible.
It's not a logical thing you should think through, where it's like, I bet that
Leave
this guy
off.
Will be content with this in my opinion, delicious. But if you don't like it, you don't like it.
It's very polarizing. Like, there's very few pumpkin spice things I like. I like pumpkin spice bagels.
You
I'm
do.
Good with those.
You
I
had
like
one
those.
Of those this morning.
I know, and it was delicious. But I don't like pumpkin spice coffee at all. And, like, it just ruins it. It's kind of like when you have anything with peppers. Peppers ruins the entire meal.
For the sake of spiciness?
And just that and flavor. It touches. You could have one pepper in a sandwich, and you're like, ugh!
Well, because, like, we had the cold foam incident, but then even last week we got you a coffee and didn't have actual pumpkin cold brew on it, but you kept saying you tasted
it. Tasted
pumpkin.
Like, yeah, it did. They did something else pumpkin-y to it. I don't know what they did. There's a pumpkin conspiracy. I know I sound like a whiner, but you brought it up, Gavin, honestly, and so this is a hot button for me.
Well, for other people who are into the pumpkin spice latte, today is the first day that Starbucks will be serving their signature pumpkin spice latte along with all of their other fall-themed items, but unfortunately this year, and it's not a huge increase, but it is going to be 20 cents more expensive than it was last year. Thank you, inflation.
Oh, yeah.
But for all the vegan lifestyle lovers out there, you can get the very first vegan fall drink on their menu, the Apple Crisp Oat Milk Latte.
Oh, no.
And I've had some oat milk before.
Yeah.
And I get that not everyone can have dairy and they choose their lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's not
fun. That stuff's not tasty at all.
No. I made the mistake of drinking one of my daughters one time, and she has all the healthy stuff, and it's like, that's not the point. The point of this coffee is to not be healthy.
And to not track your
numbers,
your calories.
No.
I will say, kind of going back to your pumpkin spice latte incident with Duncan, I think for everyone who is going to order coffee, and if you don't want pumpkin spice, like, you have to really tell your barista, do not touch this with anything pumpkin. Don't even draw it from the pumpkin vat. Just give me normal coffee.
The thing is about this, though, too, it's like a domino, because once Starbucks starts the pumpkin spice latte, then it's like open season on everything pumpkin spice. It's like, it's kind of like the first store that does a Christmas shopping commercial in, you know, October, and then everybody's all in. So it's going to be nothing but pumpkin spice here for the next few months. So if you're not a fan, you got to have to find some alternatives for sure. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And pumpkin spice is upon us, man. You're going to start seeing it show up everywhere. There's actually even a company that was going to create a temporary job for someone to try all of the Trader Joe's pumpkin spice products.
That sounds worth it.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of pumpkin spice. I got to have it in doses. They're going to pay them $1,000, so that's nice. They have 2 weeks to try it all out.
Nice.
But there's, like, things from pumpkin waffles to pumpkin stuffed ravioli. No.
I did have pumpkin pasta sauce
did
one
you really?
Time, and it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt wrong.
Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy that. Like, pumpkin spice, like, some of the candles are fine, and the bagels are fine. Like, I like the pumpkin spice bagels, but that's really about it for me. Pumpkin spice lattes, nope. Fully out on that. And so, I am curious, okay, though, what is the weirdest pumpkin spice product you've come across? It can be a food product or something else. Because it seems like this is the time of year where they, like, put pumpkin spice in and on everything.
Well, yeah, they don't care. They're really bold with everything, because there are people out there who love it that much, and they'll have every aspect of it, and they won't care.
Pumpkin spice tube socks, you know.
Ooh.
Pumpkin spice cologne. Oh, that would be great.
Pumpkin spice soda.
Oh, no.
I've seen that's probably out there.
Real? Oh, no. So that's what I'm curious about. Maybe you're that pumpkin spice freak, and you love it all, and you have it. I mean that as a compliment, and you have it all. Like, you just love it, and you're perfect for this night right now. Like, what's the weirdest pumpkin spice product you've seen? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just kind of curious what's out there. Are there weird pumpkin spice products that you've come across?
Okay, so you know I have a village of children. I kid you not. I found pumpkin spice baby wipes.
No!
Not kidding.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's a winner. That is the worst pumpkin spice product I've ever heard of.
I feel like that's not even gentle for baby skin either.
For baby stuff, I want something that smells like a industrial strength medical cleaner, not pumpkin spice. That's not going to mask anything.
It's on Amazon.
Francesca, thanks for being on with us.
God, have a great one. Bye.
All right, Mandy, you're up. What is the weirdest pumpkin spice product you've seen?
I was looking for a gift for somebody for the fall, and I saw pumpkin spice poopery.
No, okay. We're on this whole roll here after Francesca's pumpkin spice baby wipes. And so poopery is that thing you put in the toilet before you go, and it's supposed to make everything smell so much better. Now, was this the gift you were looking for your friend?
No, I was looking for a gift basket, so I was looking for fall stuff, and I actually bought it because it made me laugh.
That's so great. I don't need it, but I just thought it was funny. Okay. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. It's time for Time Capsule Tuesday. This is where we'll pick a song from a specific year, each of us, and then you get to decide which song we actually play. You're calling the shots here. Which one do you want to hear again that you maybe haven't heard in a while? So, Gavin, we're going back to your 1993. Gavin, born in 95.
Yeah, always interesting when we choose music that just predates me and predates like my level of interest in what it is.
Because then you got to go back and just find something you're like, oh, I like that.
I got to listen through it.
Yeah. And so what did you go with?
I went with a with band Petra. And my dad was a big Petra fan. I knew these guys to an extent. Can't say I love the music as much, but I do like this song. The song is called Just Reach Out.
Okay, I'm a big Petra fan from back in the day, and this is with their first singer, Greg X. Volts. This is that era. Just reach out, and he'll reach in. Take your broken heart and make it whole again. Little gang vocals there. And he'll reach out. Oh, wait. No. That's John Schlitt. That's not Greg X. Volts. Yeah. That's John Schlitt. That was after they had a singer change.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like, I don't care.
I don't know.
But it is. I want to be, because I know there are Petra fans that are like, stop it, Wally. You have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so that is a wonderful offering.
Okay.
My offering is, in a way, for me personally, connected to Petra, even though it is not Petra. It is one Mr. Jeff Moore in the Distance. Why Should the Devil Have All the Good Music? There's nothing wrong with playing. Covering a old Larry Norman song, a Christian rock pioneer. This song was later covered by Kiss back in the day, which is weird. This song, the reason the connection to Petra was, it was my first Christian concert that I went to was Petra and Jeff Moore.
Oh,
like and Jeff Moore opened for them.
Old school Christian rock.
Yeah.
I love this.
And it's so funny. I met Jeff Moore when I got here 15 years ago, and I'd always been a fan of his music. And I met him, and he said something funny to me or whatever. But then, like a couple years ago, we were doing a festival, and he introduced me as Willie.
That's that guy. Willie.
Yeah, that's Jeff Moore. He introduced me as Willie. My good friend Willie. Like, what?
That's awesome.
All right. So there you go. You've heard the two hooks. You get to decide. Are we going Petra, Just Reach Out, or Jeff Moore in the Distance? Why Should the Devil Have All the Good Music? You get to decide. Majority rules. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with Petra.
Ooh, it's hard to go wrong with a Petra song. I'll tell you, pound for pound, they put more scripture into their songs than any other band, even to this day, I think. So why did you pick this one?
I'm more familiar with Petra, and then during my military career, I got to go to Petra, Jordan.
Oh, really? Oh, that's kind of cool. Well, here we go. We're going to blast back in time all the way back to 1993. Elaine has declared it, so we are going to do it. It's Petra, Just Reach Out on Time Capsule Tuesday. Seems to go on for days when it's hard to see the light through the darkness and haze. While the world around you makes you feel out of place, and the burdens that you carry are just too hard to face. Just reach out and he'll reach in.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining.
Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock's out today, so I'm covering the least of these duties. If you're a kid and you're told that you can take a college course on the Beatles or Led Zeppelin and get credit, you're probably like pretty stoked, like this will be a cake course. If you're a parent paying for that, I'm sure you're a little disappointed in the university that you're spending all that money on. But what if your kid went to Rutgers University and said, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm taking a course this semester on the music of Bruce Springsteen? And you're like, oh, no, I'm not paying for that. But they said, but wait, what if it's the biblical themes found in Springsteen's music course?
I mean, if your dad's a pastor/mega Springsteen fan, I'm sure he's a little bit excited.
It's what really makes this course even more interesting. This is an actual course at Rutgers, of
all
places.
That's so interesting.
And what makes this course a little more interesting is that Bruce Springsteen is a self-proclaimed agnostic. And so you're like, see, that's what's cool, because like, I God is bigger than all of the labels we put on things. Well, this is Christian, this isn't Christian. There was a professor who's teaching there, wrote a book on this called The Grace of God and the Grace of Man, the theologies of Bruce Springsteen. So he basically went through all of these songs and tried to find applicable concepts in the songs to Old Testament type biblical teachings. And I think that's pretty amazing, actually. So he spent like 2 years doing this. And for example, there is a song, Tunnel of Love, which was recorded while Bruce was in the middle of his divorce. And as an example, it describes like a human being torn between two different selves. There's the self that you are and the one you don't think you can overcome, that kind of that evil force within. And the author's like, yeah, this is just like Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 7, where he's describing, why do I do the things I don't want to do, but I do the things I know I shouldn't do, you know?
Yeah, and that whole nature of like us having to die to our old selves.
Exactly. And yeah, I just thought that was a really interesting course and at Rutgers of all places. But again, man, like, God can be found in all the things that aren't even meant for it. Like, Springsteen's never meant for a class to be taught in this manner, but it's just somebody's different perspective and trying to make something applicable to people about theology and real life. And I like when those two things kind of coincide.
Yeah, it's cool to see God not be limited.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these today. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and for some kids, going back to school is a little traumatic. I know it was for me, man. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I got to be here again. And Gavin, you switched a lot of schools, so.
Oh, the first day of school, traditionally for me, was probably the scariest day of the year.
I get that. And so there was a mom that came up with some ideas for helping make that transition from summer to school a little easier, and then for the first, you know, few months there, to kind of help them ease into it. And so one thing is, like, if you haven't started school yet, visit the school before it begins. So kind of get a layout of it, and it feels less scary that way.
Sure, and then they just know where they're going to spend 8 hours of their day for the next 8 months.
I think Betty did that here. I think her dad drove her here for the first time so she'd know how to get here.
Into this building?
Yeah, and she was 21.
Really? Honestly, a little bit smart for work, because work can also be daunting. I get that.
Yeah, and you don't want to be late, you know, and stuff. This was a good one, I think. Help students practice introductory questions. Like, practice different conversations and introducing themselves, and it takes some of the anxiety out of it, because I know when I meet new people, I'm so interested in making the conversation go well and it being, you know, something that's good for them, but I've missed their name all the time.
Oh, really?
Because I'm so focused on the interaction, I miss their name. I'm really bad about that. And so, like, with kids especially, too, like, you're meeting new friends and you just, hi, I'm Bobby. I like toast, you know, like they're awkward. And so if you can help them know what's coming down the pike and have something interesting to say, or teach them how to ask questions about these other kids, it might make it a little bit better. And one of the other things I thought was good was co-write a letter with your child to the teacher. So this is a good idea. Like, let your the teacher know, hey, this is what I like to do. You know, this is who I am. And it kind of gives the teacher a good sense of them. And it's a good introductory, too, because the teacher can be a little scary, too. Like, you hear things about Crazy Miss Crabapple, you know, and like, I don't even know what to do. And then you find out, oh, she's pretty great.
Yeah, under that hard exterior, Miss Crabapple is probably the nicest lady on the planet.
Absolutely. So I am curious, like, for you, have you come up with something that is a creative way to help your kids feel more comfortable going back to school? Like, what's some of the tactics you've used or the, you know, strategies to, like, make it a little less scary for them and something that they can enjoy doing. Because it's an important part of life, and you got to do it, and it can be really scary for kids. So I'm curious what you got. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm sure there's a mom sending her kid back to school that would appreciate your experience as well. What, from your experience, is a good way to get your kid to go back to school in a healthy way?
So I give them a lot of chores all summer long, and I'm really mean to them. And so by the time school starts again, they're so thankful to have that going that they go back.
And they're happy to go back. You know, they're like, anything is better than this. It's kind of like being in prison and getting out.
Yeah. Their summer break is school.
That's a very unconventional strategy, but it's working for you, huh?
It worked for us, right, kids?
Right, kids? They're like, just take us to school, Dad. We posted this on our Facebook, too. Just search Wally Show if you ever want to. But my grandson, this is from Beth, my grandson went back to public school after being homeschooled. He's on the spectrum and very bright. I love that he'll be friends with anybody. So I told him on the first day to find a boy who's sitting alone at lunch and join him. I like that. Like, that's so kind, and it can make you not as scared because you think you're doing something for somebody else. It's kind of like that old concept. If you want to learn something, teach it. Same thing if fake it till you make it. Like, if you're like, hey, it's cool, buddy. We're all good, you know, and it helps this other kid especially, but it also helps you to ask him his name, get to know him. And she said he did that, and the table quickly filled up, and now he's got lunch buddies.
Oh, he started something.
That's good,
oh,
man.
That's awesome.
Like, that's good. Like, I know my daughter, when she went back to a new school for the first time and didn't know anybody, and all these kids had kind of grown up together, and she said lunch was hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the first couple days, she was, like, alone and just hated it, you know? And so I had told her, I said, you know what? Focus on quality, not quantity. You know, you don't have to be the most popular person at the school, especially where you're just coming in there. You don't know the lay of the land. Like, find that one kid that seems, you know, maybe a little bit off themselves as well, and try to develop a deep friendship versus the surface quantity.
Yeah, I think as a kid, it just takes one friend.
Yes.
It doesn't take the popularity that a lot of kids do go for. It just takes one friend to make school, to make your life that much more worth it.
That's how I told her. You're going to survive high school by having that partner, that buddy to do life with kind of thing, and that's your ride or die, and that'll get you through a whole lot of high school for sure.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and you can always email me wally@wayfm.com with whatever's on your mind. This is kind of a cool one. This goes back a ways, Gavin, before you were here. Like, I've been here 15 years, and I met this kid at a show probably 12 years ago, and he was a smart aleck. He was busting my chops, like, right out of the gate, and we kind of continued, like, that jabbing relationship since I've known him. And, like, I always liked him, though, because I think I saw a lot of me in him, you know?
Oh, sure.
But he was really smart. Like, I always respected him, but he was very, like, kind of legalistic, if you will, and stuff.
Okay.
And so we kind of battled about that. But this is really cool. As an adult, I got an email from him and said, hey, I've changed a lot in my faith, and I'm a lot more, for lack of a better term, progressive than I used to be. And I think you played a part in making that happen. You always responded to me with patience and kindness on the whole swath of issues. You were willing to discuss taboo subjects both privately and on air, and your show helped me get through my angsty teenage years.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, that's pretty great. But I like this. He goes, I know you portray yourself as an idiot DJ trying to make the world a little bit better, one wisecrack at a time. But you've been more impactful than you'd ever know. Like, that's really cool. Like, I like that characterization. I'm like, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny because this is Rob, and he was, you know, Melissa, the other show historian.
Oh, is this guy Rob?
The first show historian. This is the guy that knew more about this show than anybody.
Because you've known him for that long.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He kind of grew up and went on with his life and stuff. And, you know, and so
cool.
Melissa kind of filled that role. But that was just a really cool email for me
awesome.
To get. And it just shows you the impact of Way FM generationally. Like, this is a guy that's now married and, you know, and he's going to raise his kids. And it had an impact on him all those years ago because people chose to support it. And that's kind of what happens when you support the ministry of Way FM. You keep it going for all these years to make a difference in people's lives. And we really really appreciate that. We did our support drive last year or last week, and we came in now. We're at 96%, I think. So we're still just a little bit short. But even after support drive's over, we're making up a little bit of ground, which is a great thing. So if you wanted to support and you didn't get a chance to, but you love the ministry of WayFM and you like that it makes a difference in people's lives, you can still give right now at wayfm.com/donate, or you can also give inside your WayFM app as well if it matters to you.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.